is a gag.
Got any big plans for it?
Well, not really plans. I guess me and the other guys will play some football, climb some trees, fly some kites, have some wrestling matches, and dig for buried treasure, and play leapfrog, and run sheep run, and follow the leader, and then slide down Hickory Hill on our stomachs.
Sounds like a pretty full schedule.
Before you go out, be sure to straighten your room.
Why, jeepers, Mom, not today.
Why not?
On his day off, a fellow likes to take things easy.
Wonderful.
I'm glad somebody got some good news. Mine is ghastly in the extreme.
What's wrong?
My magazine editor has had one of his more appalling brainstorms. My new assignment is an article to be entitled Changes in the Modern Child. He believes that children of today have different behavior patterns than they did 20 or 30 years ago. And I'm the one he picks to write about it.
You know, John, I think that's a rather interesting idea.
Well, I'd agree with you if I could approach this intellectually. But listen to this. I want this article written from a child's point of view. Spend a Saturday with a group of children. Make yourself one of them. Join in all their activities and keep a record of your experiences. Now, I ask you.
I can't tell you.
Why couldn't he give me an easy, safe assignment like spending a day with the headhunters of Borneo?
Well, dear, you have a perfect setup for your observations. Just arranged to spend the day with Dennis and all these little chums.
Eloise, that might change the course of history.
Oh, I think it might be great fun. You haven't anything else planned?
No, Eloise, no. I haven't turned my editor down yet, but this is it. Here, you take the letter. I haven't seen it. I refuse to subject myself to this.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, good morning, Mrs. Elkins.
Good day. 12:30?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, I'll tell him. Goodbye. That was Mrs. Elkins.
Oh, speaking of trouble, what did Mrs. Elkins want?
To remind you of her club luncheon today.
Luncheon?
Yes, to raise funds to start her refuge for homeless cats. It's a big affair, $10 a plate luncheon.
Refuge for homeless cats. $10? That's enough money to send a cat away to summer camp.
Well, you just have to pay it, dear. You've already accepted.
You know, Eloise, on second thought, that new assignment might be interesting at that.
I thought you decided to turn that down.
Well, I don't think it would be fair. It wouldn't be ethical. After all, I am a journalist, and a good journalist shouldn't be stumped by any subject.
You're a dedicated man, and I admire you. I'll call and cancel the luncheon.
All right, Dennis, then it's all settled. Today I'll be your playmate, just one of the gang.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
And at the end of the day, we'll have a weenie roast in my patio. You'll like that, won't you?
Well, sure, I like that part.
Good. Now you round up the gang, and I'll meet you in front of my house in a few minutes. Goodbye, Alice.
Goodbye.
So long, John.
Seem very enthusiastic. That is not a very nice attitude.
The only one I've got. Grown-ups just don't fit in when we're playing games. They spoil the fun.
I don't agree with that at all, Dennis. Grown-ups aren't monsters.
I'm surprised at you. This is a chance to help Mr. Wilson, and we want you to do it.
All right. But the next time Mr. and Mrs. Wilson come over to play cards, can I play too instead of getting sent to bed?
No, I don't think you'd better.
Why not? You say it's all right for grown-ups to play with me, so why can't I play with them?
Well, this is different.
Boy, it sure is funny. Every time something's different, it's good for the grown-ups and bad for me.
Well, fellas, suppose Dennis explained our arrangements for the day?
Yeah, he told us. Respectfully. I didn't say that, Seymour.
We're going to have a lot of fun together. Now, what should we do first?
Whatever you'd like to do, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, just tell us, like grown-ups always do.
No, Tommy, I'm not going to be a grown-up today. I'm going to be a boy like you, and please treat me like one.
We'll try, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, don't call me Mr. Wilson.
What'll we call you then?
Well, call me by the nickname I had when I was a boy.
What's that?
Tubby. Well, you see, when I was small, I was kind of chubby, and they...
You're still chubby.
Well, what do you fellows usually do first on a Saturday morning?
Well, mostly we fool around in the park.
Why do you prefer the park?
Well, because it's real nice there with all the grass and trees and stuff. You know, like being out in the country.
I see.
What's writing, Mr. Wilson?
The name is Tubby.
What's your right, Mr. Tubby?
Not Mr. Tubby. I'm just plain Tubby. You sound quite right.
Hey, here comes the ice cream wagon. Who's got some money?
I only got a nickel.
I only got nothing.
Well, don't you worry about that. As the new boy in the crowd, I'll stand the treat.
Hey, did you hear that, fellas? Maybe this isn't such a bad deal after all. Cones for everyone. We're going to be over in the park. Drive around later. Oh, boy, welcome to the gang, Tubby. Writing articles about us kids is going to be lots of fun for us.
Yeah, there you are.
To meet a friend of mine who's playing with us today.
Hi, fellas.
How do you do, sir?
Oh, never mind the sir. Today I'm your pal, Tubby Wilson.
You'll like him once you get to know him.
He's loaded.
Well, what do we play first?
How about the leapfrog?
Okay. Come on, Tubby.
Oh, well, I'd better not join in that game. I'm a little heavy to leap over you lads.
Okay. You be the frog and we'll leap over you.
Well, I'd better not.
But you said you wanted to be one of the gang. And do everything we do.
All right. Where do we go?
Oh, boy, come on. Okay, you boys, I'm first now. I'm
Well, Seymour, you had a little trouble.
You're the most fattest frog I ever leaped.
Don't you hear us?
Yes, I hear it.
Are you still the new boy in the crowd?
I suppose so.
Oh, boy, did you hear that? Good old Mr. Tubby's buying ice cream again. Ice cream for everybody!
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
If you keep buying us ice cream, you can put in your article that boys eat about a gallon a day.
At least.
Hey, look who's coming.
Keepers, it's that dumb old Margaret and that silly old Lillian. I'll try to get this over with in a hurry. I don't imagine it would be very interesting for our article.
Oh, no, Dennis. Let everything happen naturally. And remember that I'm one of you. I want to take part in everything you do.
Boys, fancy finding you here. Are you lost, Margaret?
No, I'm not lost.
Then why don't you get lost?
Oh, don't be so snippy, Dennis Mitchell. Look at my lovely new jump rope. Wouldn't you like to jump rope with us?
I'll go chase yourself.
You're cute, Tommy.
We've got no time for girls.
You've got all day, and that's just how long we're going to stay here until you jump rope with us.
I'll try to get something going so you can get in on it. Will you go and leave us alone if one of us jumps rope with you?
How many times?
100 times.
All right, which one?
Him.
Wilson. Oh, he's not Mr. Wilson today. He's just one of us fellas. Tell him who you are.
I'm Tubby.
Hey, he jumps pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's only fallen down twice. I like to watch his balance jiggle.
What are you doing there?
Oh, look what you made us do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to talk to that gentleman. What's the idea of taking my picture? It's not every day I see a man your age skipping around like the Queen of the May. Crinky, you'll love this one.
Crinky? Good heavens, do you work for the newspaper?
On a freelance basis. It'll make a swell gag shot. Man jumps rope. It's almost as good as Man Bites Dog.
Oh, no. I'll be the laughing stock of the town. I'll buy the film from you.
How much?
$2.
You must be kidding.
$3.
For a shot that's funnier than monkeys in a barrel?
All right. $5.
Okay, it's a deal.
By the way, how much does Crinky pay for a picture like this?
$2. So long, athlete.
Being a child in this day and age has definite drawbacks. Today's children have such a great amount of energy that splitting the atom seems quite unnecessary.
How about playing catch with us, Mr. Wilson? I mean, Tubby.
No, I'm making notes now.
But this is one of the things we do, and you said...
Dennis, I don't have to do all of those games to be one of you. I have to sit on the sidelines, sort of, and observe, make my notes.
But we need you. Chris and Kevin went to the movies, and Seymour's mother called him. And besides, it's more fun when it's three-cornered, so we need you. Unless you'd rather quit and just be Mr. Wilson again.
Oh, no. I bargained for a full day. I'm certainly getting it. Just for a little while.
Oh, boy, swell! Tommy, you get out there. Now, you get right here, and I'll get out here.
I realize that.
Better fish it out before it gets soaked.
Oh, why don't one of you fish it out?
No, we got a rule. Whoever misses it has to chase the ball.
Oh, now you tell me. Oh, all right.
Don't feel so bad. We all get butterfingers sometimes. Yeah, we know you weren't clumsy on purpose. You know, when Mr. Quigley was coaching our peewee league last year, he was going to catch one, and it landed right on his head. Boy, you should have seen the lump it made.
Oh, you're a great comfort to me. I don't even see the ball.
Well, just get in there, and then you'll feel it with your toes. No, a little bit over that way.
Hey, hello there, boy.
Hi, Sergeant Moody.
And greetings to you, September morn.
Oh, very amusing.
I see you're cooling your pink little toesies, eh?
No, I'm merely...
I hate to tell you this, but it'll cost you 50 cents for each pink little toe.
What?
Yeah, there's a $5 fine for wading in the fountain.
But I'm not wading in the fountain. I'm here looking...
You're in the fountain, aren't you?
Well, yes, but...
With your pants rolled up?
Yes, but...
You're waiting $5 worth.
Why, you... I...
He was just trying to fish our ball out, Sergeant Mooney. Yeah, he missed it with both hands.
You mean he was playing catch with you?
Yeah, he's been playing games with us all day. Leapfrog, catch.
Well, what do you know? Congratulations on your second childhood, Wilson.
Now, see here, Sergeant.
I thought you were the kind of guy that never had a first childhood.
Fine now, or have you further hilarious remarks to make?
You'll have to pay it down at the station. And if you want to play some more, you can ride me back there piggyback.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Mr. Mitchell.
Where's your friend, Mr. Oh, hi, John.
Hello, Henry. What are you doing in there? No trouble, I hope.
Oh, no. No, no trouble. Just a $5 fine for wading in the fountain in the park, that's all.
You were wading in the fountain? Golly, you are a kid today, aren't you?
Henry, I dedicated this day to researching that article, and I'm going to do it right.
Well, I admire your fortitude, John. How's it going?
Who knows? Can't stop playing games and paying fines long enough to organize my notes.
Tommy! Hey, look who's coming!
Yeah, Tommy, look who's coming!
I hear it. Ah, that was a delicious lunch, Eloise. Now the name Tubby does fit. Furthermore, it was a free lunch. That's quite an advantage when you consider what this morning cost me.
Before the day's over, you'll be known as Peck's bankrupt boy.
Anyway, I'm getting a great insight into how the child's mind works.
Well, that's good, dear.
Hey, Mr. Wilson! Come on out!
Your playmates are calling you.
Let's see if I've got everything in my notes. Well, back to my research.
Careful, Matt.
Matt? Oh!
Shucks, Miss Kitty, don't you worry. I can handle them varmint.
Bang, bang, you're dead.
Well, here I am, fellas. What do we do now?
We're going to go ride a burrow.
A burrow?
Yeah, over at Mr. Sawyer's barn. He never has let us kids ride it. Because he says we're too little and might get hurt. But if we have a great big kid along, like our friend good old Tubby here, then he'll let us ride it.
Well, that sounds like fun. Yes, indeed. A nice, inexpensive afternoon. It'll be a pleasure not to spend any... I hear it. Wait right here. Wait right there, fellas.
Yes, we want to go ride the burrow. You think Tubby will want to ride him, too? I hope not, Tommy. It would be an awful sway-back burrow if he did.
Well, how many this time, Max? 6? 12?
None. I want to make a deal with you before those boys bankrupt me.
Huh?
Here, I want you to take this dollar bill all for yourself and go and work some other neighborhood, right?
Oh, I couldn't do that, Max. It wouldn't be honest.
What?
Oh, not for a buck, it wouldn't be. Now, make it 3. I'll quit for the afternoon.
All right. I'll still be ahead the way those boys eat. 1, 2, 3.
Sure's taken him a long time. He can't hurry, Tommy. When you're as old as him, you have to sort of creep around.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Bad news on the ice cream, boys. The fellow's all sold out, gone home for the day.
Boy, I sure am glad to hear that.
Me too. I was afraid you were going to buy some more.
What? Afraid? I thought you all wanted...
We ate so much ice cream today.
We've had it. Our stomachs are not as big as yours.
Come on, let's go ride the burrow.
$3. Wasted.
Ride him, cowboy!
Hang on, Seymour! Bang, bang, you're dead, Tubby! Bang, bang! Bang, bang, you're dead, Tubby! Bang, bang! You're supposed to fall down!
If I fall down once more, I'll never get up!
Now, stop shooting him, Seymour!
Yes, Seymour! You've been riding long enough anyhow. It's my turn now.
Oh, no, not again. 3 hours of this would kill anybody.
Come on, Seymour. I'll help you down.
Do I have to?
Yes, you have to. Hold my apple, Mr. Wilson.
How come you guys get to ride us twice as long as I do?
Well, we're twice as big as you are, so we get to ride twice as long.
Oh.
An example of child logic. I better make a note of that.
Come on, Mr. Wilson.
All right, just a minute.
Stop! Mr. Wilson, your pants.
Oh, this is the end.
So I told Connie and Seymour to be in your backyard at 7 o'clock for the weenie roast, right?
Well, yes, 7 o'clock will be fine.
This sure has been a swell day, hasn't it?
Well, I must admit, I'm glad it's over. That darn burrow. Oh, you know, if you hadn't loaned me your sweater, I never would have made it home.
That's okay. I hope you don't catch cold.
Oh, thanks. So long, Dennis.
I better take my sweater now.
Well, I guess I can make it to the door from here.
See you at the weenie roast. Hi, Miss Elkin.
Hello, Dennis. Oh, Mr. Wilson, I'm so glad to see you. I hoped I'd find you at home.
I'm sorry I missed the luncheon today. Press of business, as my wife explained.
I understand perfectly. I put you down for a $25 donation anyhow.
$25?
Yes, I knew you'd want to give at least that much for such a worthy cause. Oh, poor little homeless pussycats. Oh, sad little strays.
Well, I'll send you the check in the mail later. Goodbye.
Oh, no. I wouldn't think of putting you to the expense of a postage stamp. I'll take the donation now.
$25, mm-hmm. He said. $5, $15, $25.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Wilson. You're a generous man. It's deductible, you... Disgrace.
What a color.
It would amaze you, Alice, the things I have in my notes. I think my article will be quite authoritative.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
I wrote down everything. The things we did, the things the boys did, examples of child logic, etc., etc.
You've certainly researched this, John.
Thoroughly, Henry. And you know what I found out? Children today haven't changed a bit.
How do you mean?
Well, today they're jet pilots instead of cowboys, spacemen instead of Indians. But deep down inside, those kids are just the same as we were.
Poor kids. My heart bleeds for them.
They have the same enthusiasms, the same motivations, everything. It just costs a little more. It's all right here.
John, come help me carry the food out, will you, dear?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll all help, Eloise.
Oh, thanks.
And no use lighting the fire yet, Henry. Let's wait till the boys get here.
Oh, all right.
Hasn't even got the fire started yet.
It's already light, though. Boy, whoever laid that fire out sure wasn't any Boy Scout. That'll never burn. Here, I'll show you how to make a real hot dog fire.
See, you got the fire started. That's good, good.
I had to build it practically from scratch.
From scratch? Well, I had that
fire. Never made that fire in the first place. Did it all wrong, Dad.
Sorry, John. I tried.
Well, I'm glad an expert came along to do it right for us, Dennis. That's a very good fire.
It's easy when you know how.
Yeah.
I helped him. I helped.
Yeah. Seymour found a lot of old paper on the table over there. And he wadded it up good for me.
Paper? The table?
My notes. You burned my notes.
Is that what all that old paper was over there?
My whole article burned, and after all I went through today? Oh.
Hey, don't worry, Mr. Wilson. You can still write your article.
How?
You can spend the whole day with us kids again tomorrow.
Yeah. My dream. We're going to hike clear to the top of Pine Mountain and play leapfrog all the way down, hunt Indians, and explore a big cave. Won't that be swell?
Oh, no.
Thank you.
has been a Screen Gems film production.